Alexa, when is the Super Bowl?
Who really cares? I want to the Saints and Chiefs to play.
Didn't we all?
All right, out of bed.
Wait, wake yourself up. I'm not ready.
What day is it?
What day is it?
This is Tuesday.
Showtime.
Wait, what?
It's not showtime.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I need some coffee.
Before we start.
Okay, now I'm ready.
It's showtime.
Yes, it is showtime. And it is day after MLK Day. Jen and Tim both worked yesterday. The rest of us took a long weekend. And man, I think you were probably in need yesterday.
From what I understand,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. It was a pretty nasty. I got up really early yesterday and watched the TV.
Why?
I don't know, because I didn't do anything really over the weekend.
Did you just naturally wake up, or did you have an alarm set?
No, I naturally woke up. That's what happens when there's no booze involved in my sleep. That can help me sleep longer.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I bounced up, and I know Tim had a really busy weekend, which is probably, you know why I woke up? Because I was stressed about Tim being here on time.
Oh, yeah.
And if Jen was going to be here on time.
Did we hear that?
I didn't hear anything about it.
Oh.
So and you weren't here.
No. Nope.
So all I was picturing is.
That?
Yes. I was really concerned. Like, had you been here, I wouldn't have freaked out as much. But Jen comes in a little later.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so this Tim, even though that's not part of his deal. So in the middle of the night, woke up to that. And then I couldn't get back to sleep.
Well, you're right. I mean, he did a busy weekend. He had 7 shows at the Funny Bone. He was at the winter warm-up. Mm-hmm. Kevin mentioned that. So he had a lot going on
past
weekend.
He did, for sure. But I think that's why I was stressed. Like, I don't think I could sleep because I was thinking, we have dead air happening somewhere. Somewhere there's nobody in the studio. nice long weekend. Cold, though. It's that point in the winter when, unless it's something really exciting, I'm not leaving my house.
Right, I get it.
Yeah.
Unless Peebo needs some dog food. And he did. So I had to actually go out and get him food. God. He actually likes when we run out of food because he gets way better stuff.
Mm-hmm, right.
He got some roasted turkey the other day, some tuna fish. Because we were out from Sunday night.
Making me hungry.
To Monday. Tuna fish and turkey.
Well, not together, maybe, but those sound good.
So I actually had to get out of the house, even though I had no desire to because of the winter temps. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
We were just talking about what a busy weekend you had.
Yeah, it was crazy. I survived, though. And then, Jen and I were here.
Okay.
Yes.
I woke up in the middle of the night because I didn't know if Jen was going to come early.
Yeah.
And you're not trustworthy.
Well, we talked. What's funny is we talked and I said, hey, just, come for Schmig and, I got it. No big deal. And she's like, are you sure? Because she was in Indianapolis. And then, and also she got a flat tire. She'll tell you all about that. But, I got here, and I was cutting it close to what would have been that first break.
And Lance wasn't here, so I was then really stressed.
Correct. But Jen was here. I guess Jen had to manually change the time on her phone when she went to Indiana, then didn't change it back. And so she
got here an hour early.
Yeah, so everything was fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like a beta version of a jitterbug where you have to
manually? Well, I think because Indiana, it's not every part of Indiana.
That's true.
And they just do what they want. I wish we would do what we want.
We could start a trend.
So that's probably why. It's not recognized by phones
because
it's not every city in Indiana.
Right. Yeah.
It's bizarre. Well, welcome back to a full work week, or actually a shortened work week. And of course, it wouldn't be a winter week here in St. Louis without snow in the forecast. But they got that forecast way wrong. Am I crazy, or did they talk about the snow on Sunday?
Right, it was kind of like off a day.
Yeah, exactly. No, we didn't hear about it. And that was real snow.
And pretty bad,
coming
too.
Down hard that afternoon.
Snow in the forecast a little later this week. Today, rain. Right now, it's only rain because the temperature is not low enough because it's going to get to 43 today. But possibly a wintry mix by tonight. We'll see. And then tomorrow, clearing. And it's going to be windy with the high of only 32. And then Thursday, snow in the forecast. Friday, snow in the forecast. And Saturday and Sunday with highs between 28 and 35. Right now,
26.
And here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, let's start with the new stuff.
Oh, you know, I'm bad at love.
Y98's the Courtney and Company morning show. Lance, Tim, Kevin, Jen will be here in just a few minutes. And I feel for these government employees that are not getting paid right now. I can't imagine, you know, when people say, like, how did you hit the hard times? A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck,
right,
or maybe have enough to get them through a month.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the longest shutdown ever.
Right. And now we're going into the second, you know, like paycheck. Like this
it's
is great. The full.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to be, I don't know about you guys, but I would have to dip into savings mm-hmm. for sure.
Me too.
But luckily, I have that. Some people don't even have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then these TSA workers that a lot of them actually this week, yesterday, I think, or Sunday, didn't show up for the first time. But they were kind of threatened a little bit, like, hey, you're going to work and you may get paid, but if you don't show up, then you don't have a job. Like something like that. So they're working without pay. So hopefully if you're taking a trip anywhere, you're excited to get to that place. But remember, those people that are screening you are working without pay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are they allowed to accept gifts? Like, could you give them a gift card?
I really doubt it.
I would. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know, but wouldn't that be, if you were going, it would look like a bribe.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a dangerous,
you're right.
It creates a perception of possible compromise.
Yes.
You're right.
Don't check this bag that smells like weed.
Yeah. Here's a Chick-fil-A gift card.
some guy, I read a story this morning, flew from one city to another, and he had like 43 pounds of weed in his luggage. How is that ever a good idea? And so when he...
For some people, that's a great idea.
You're going to get busted. It actually made it out of the airport he was flying out of. But when he got back, it was checked at the new airport.
Mm.
And he said he found the luggage outside of the airport and decided to take it. Terrible,
that's really funny.
Terrible excuse.
How did that get in there?
Oh, God. These aren't my pants.
Yeah.
It's one of those. But this government shutdown could affect Valentine's Day because airports across the country, it says 9 out of every 10 retail flowers come from overseas through Miami International.
Oh.
But before they are sold to you locally, they have to be inspected.
Mm.
But a ton of the federal inspectors are off the job because of the shutdown. So it's causing delays in flowers, fruits, vegetables, toys.
Wow.
Yeah, if memory serves, I think Mid-America is a big place where a lot of flower shipments come into Mid-America Airport over on the east side.
Oh, really?
I think I'm right about that. Used to be. I don't know if it still is.
That and really cheap flights to Fort Myers.
Yeah.
On Thursdays and Sundays. All right, weather. I mean, it's cold, but it's going to warm up today in the 40s, and your extended forecast coming in just a few minutes. Y98, Calvin Harris and Summer on today's best music, Y98, and the Courtney and Company morning show. Weather got you down. Yesterday was supposedly the most depressing day of the year. It was also Jen's birthday.
I know. We mentioned that a few times.
I hate that but it does. It does put you in a funk when you're not leaving your house. It makes you feel bad. I mean, what if you decided, I'm going to take off in January and go to Florida during that cold, depressing time? And Florida's temps were terrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I saw yesterday morning in Miami, it was like 41. I don't know if that was the whole day. Oh, yeah.
In Miami?
It was like 20s and 30s all across Florida.
And, you know, they're freaking out at that point.
Oh, they don't have I mean, you know, I'm watching golf in Orlando over the weekend, and it's 60 degrees, and they are bundled up like it is 22.
Right.
But that would make you escape this to go somewhere warmer.
Yep.
And then Florida's temps are just as bad. Oh, so we're in the cold. We're in the cold zone for a few days and snow in the forecast. I'll give you your extended forecast in just a second. I don't know if you guys talked about this yesterday or not, but I saw it and sent it to myself about the big new internet debate. What's going on?
No.
How we draw our exes.
Oh, I saw a headline on this, but I Let me draw it before I overthink it, because usually...
Yeah, I know. Now, if I tell you a way, you might not draw it the same. Put it in a word.
Okay. Just did it. Just wrote X-ray.
Okay. Kevin?
Yeah,
did you
do it? Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess most... It's two ways that most people do it that are overwhelming. And that... How do you guys do it? Just tell me.
Left to right... Top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
I draw that one, and then I do
me
the opposite.
Me too. I do the exact...
Also top to bottom.
I do the exact same way. What about you, Lance?
That's how I do it. Left to right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, top to bottom, both. Top to bottom.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Most people do it like that, but there is a percentage that does it top to bottom, left to right, and bottom to top. And that seems... Awkward.
Oh, I see what you're
it's
saying.
It's like making an eight without the thing at the top.
But people were really passionate about
this. It is
this.
Weird.
And it really doesn't matter.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't, right.
Because it's just how you're taught. Nobody's right or wrong how you do it. But this is what we're talking about now on the internet. As everybody is at home not wanting to leave their house. How do you draw an X? You're wrong. Who taught you?
That's weird. Do you know what the percentages are?
Let me see. It's like 90-something% is
how we do it.
How we do it.
Okay. Which they're calling, we make it like you make a 7, and then the other people make it like you make an 8, basically.
200,000 people voted in an online poll, and we need to figure out something to get people all worked up about online, make it a viral sensation.
How do you make your wise?
90, I think I was off when we learned Z cursive.
Why?
Because I don't
Z
know how to do it.
Cursive is like
it's the worst. I think I know.
Isn't it like?
It's like a 3 with a tail.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Q's are tough too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the capital Q, I think.
I don't even know how to do it.
I don't know. A 2. Sort
Q's,
of.
Yeah. Q's
I don't
two.
Remember a lot of my cursive anymore. I've been printing for so long because I would have to write fast when I first started in radio because I would screen calls. Mm-hmm. And there was no computer, so I have to write really quick, and I can print real fast. Now I don't know how to connect letters in cursive.
You need Denelian.
The what?
Do you remember Denelian?
No.
Maybe only I had Denelian. Denelian was the step in between like regular print and cursive, so it was like all your letters, but they had little tails on them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So well, you're also like a guy that wanted to learn calligraphy.
I wanted to.
Do you have a kid at home?
I have several kids.
Several?
Yeah, I'm a master calligrapher.
Are you really?
And illumination. No, I'm not very good at it, but I do it. You want? I will write your guys' names. We'll post it on Instagram.
But oh, okay.
I gotta find a calligraphy pen somewhere. I think Rachel from the DGS does calligraphy, so she might have a pen around here.
I always am jealous of people that can do it.
Yeah.
I didn't say I'm good at it. I'm just, we learned it at Priory, so I'm like aware.
Yeah, of course, Priory teaches calligraphy.
Yeah.
What are you going to need in your future? Calligraphy.
Also, even weirder, I know how to make stained glass.
That would be a fun thing to bring up. What weird thing did you learn at school?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was a class that you took? I think calligraphy and stained glass.
And Latin.
Well, Latin, yeah. But calligraphy and stained glass is pretty is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, your extended forecast, cloudy, windy today, rain in the forecast with a high of 43, and then tonight, maybe a wind. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin and Tim and Lance. Jen will be here in just a few minutes to talk about all the stuff in entertainment, like the Razzie Awards, which none of us have ever seen. We just always talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's televised, but the nominations came out, so she'll have those. Don't the Oscar nominations come out
today?
Today.
Oh, today.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah.
So Jen will be in to talk about Razzies, Oscars, all that kind of stuff. But we just got a call. We were talking about weird classes that you took when you were in school. Not in college, but in grade school, high school, because Tim mentioned that he learned calligraphy in grade school or high school. Mm-hmm. And how to make stained glass.
Yeah.
And that was in what class?
Medieval arts.
Listen, I did take
awesome.
You know, both.
I think
all of us went to Catholic schools.
I went to Catholic school
all through 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my oddest class in Catholic high school, we had a world religion class that wasn't that crazy, but the teacher was pretty awesome, like all over the place. And I saw The Exorcist in a class.
Oh, cool. Oh wow.
Yeah. So that was the most unique thing, yeah. I think, out of my...
Oh, that's cool.
It wasn't a... it wasn't like we saw movies every day, but right. I remember that was a big moment in my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're watching a movie in school, and it's The Exorcist.
Yeah. We got to see Weird Al Yankovic's fat video in our religion class.
Oh, wow.
Don't ask me why.
Wait, you have no idea why?
I have no idea why, but I can remember our teacher going, I'm going to show this to you kids because I know you're all in the videos. And it was Weird Al Yankovic and fat. And
oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Ham, sounds like the teacher
ham
wanted
on
to
whole
see
wheat.
It.
Yeah, all right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. That
my
is so weird.
My zippers bust. My buckles break.
Remember going to movies, too? Like, we talked about this before on the show, but it was always like Joni and the Other Side of the Mountain.
Other Side of the Mountain. Yep.
I don't know that.
And
what
I think
that?
We might have seen The Cat from Outer Space.
You mean going to movies with school?
Yeah, with school. They were like, one was about a woman that had a skiing accident and then learned
to paint
with
her teeth.
Yeah. Her feet.
Oh, is that the one?
No.
No, I thought it was her teeth.
Is there teeth?
I thought it was her teeth.
Wasn't Joni about something similar?
I think so.
Wasn't there a movie Joni that she also had a terrible accident and she... It was always about people that had terrible accidents and overcame.
No idea.
But we'd all go to the movies. Do you remember a movie you saw?
Yeah, I remember talking our French teacher into taking a field trip to see Les Miserables, Hugh Jackman one. And it was, the movie wasn't good, but just the fact that like we had to go
you got
see
to go
a
to the
movie.
Fox.
Mm-hmm. No, it was great.
It's a little higher level than us going to the Cineplex.
No, that's what I'm saying. We saw the movie, not the thing.
At the Fox?
No, I didn't say the Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you said Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Was it the musical one, or was it the one with Liam Neeson and they were...
It wasn't Hugh Jackman. That's not old enough.
Yeah.
Oh. Then Liam Neeson. Wait. Oh, Hugh Jackman. You're right. That was much later.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. No one knew who he was when I was...
Yeah, you didn't even know his name.
Yeah, I was just pretending to be young for a while.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah. I remember we saw A Star Is Born in high school. It was...
Well, you could have. There, that was the
Frederick Martin's
fifth version.
That's a bad example.
It's the fifth version of it. So we got a call from somebody off the air because we were talking about what weird class did you take in school. And somebody just called a few minutes ago and said they took an aviation class in high school because their teacher had his commercial pilot's license. And so they learned everything and got to the point where they could take the written exam.
It's all the book stuff.
Yes, to get their license. And she ended up joining the Army and being a helicopter mechanic.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, we got a cool text here, too. They took 4 years of Chinese at St. Louis University High School in the 70s.
4 years?
Oh, man, you know how hard that is, too?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, I couldn't even pass Spanish. I didn't want to get involved.
A little easier than Chinese.
It's a little sad. Let's not talk about it.
Que lastima.
According to a survey, the 10 things we wish we'd learned in school and the most useless. And the main thing we wish we'd learned in school is money management and budgeting.
Yeah,
yes.
Totally. That should be taught.
A lot of financial stuff for the wish we'd learned.
Basics. Just teach the basics you need.
Also, retirement.
Yeah,
saving for a retirement.
That's another one.
Oh, yeah, and basic financials, where to cash in winning lottery tickets. should be on there.
Mr. Combi.
You go your whole life without knowing.
How to find a job, car repair, car maintenance, how to manage your credit cards and student loans, all those kind of things they wish they'd learned. The thing they said are useless to them now, math stuff.
Well, that's not true.
Basic math, I think, is always helpful.
It's very the Pythagorean theory.
Yeah, I had a year of straight D's in algebra. I don't understand it. I'm never going to understand it. I don't need it, so it's okay.
Naming all the presidents in order is number 7.
Oh, yeah. I never.
But that's a dazzler at a party.
It is.
I have a song because we learned a song about
it. Can you name them all?
No.
Oh.
I get stopped. Just like school. You'd think a song I would be able to remember. I got the first 5 is all I can do.
Oh, those are the easy ones.
I know. Yeah. It's pretty sad. All right, Jen will be in just a few minutes with your first schmig of the day. And don't forget your 12.
We found love right.
Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
How did that sound yesterday?
Oh, man. It was so much pressure
every time.
That's why I didn't even sing this morning. I was like...
You're still uncomfortable from yesterday?
Yeah, the first one, Tim was like, yeah, I can't do this.
No, I get it.
And we were so tired, and it was just the two of us.
Just let it go.
It was a lot.
Nobody would have known.
No. Razzie Awards. Okay, so the Razzie nominations always come out the day before the Oscars, and then the Razzie... what party where they give out
the- I don't know,
they give out the Razzie Awards the day before they give out
somebody
the Oscars.
Showed up one time. Who showed
Halle
up?
Halle Berry, I think, showed up for Catwoman.
And Sandra Bullock did too.
Yeah. What movie was that for?
Blindside. I'm just kidding.
No, it was that one with Steve Zahn, wasn't it? That really terrible movie. What about Steve?
All About Steve.
All About Steve.
And I want to say that that was the same year that she won the Oscar for The Blind Side.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets it.
She gets it.
By the way, I still don't love her in The Blind Side. Her accent bothers me.
Well, you really won't love her in Bird Box because that's just
And I love Sandy. Don't get me wrong. I just think that accent's not great.
A little iffy.
Yeah.
I hope Rampage is on here. That was the worst movie I saw this year.
Rampage? No, not for Worst Picture. Gotti. The one starring John Travolta. He's also up for Worst Actor. The Happy Time Murders with Melissa McCarthy. She's nominated for Worst Actress in that and Life of the Party, which I found delightful.
I watched a little of that. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. Holmes and Watson, which was so bad that Netflix wouldn't even buy it. And Will Ferrell's nominated for his role in that.
I could see Melissa McCarthy showing up.
Totally. Yeah. Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot there was another Robin Hood that cost a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Jamie Fox.
And Winchester. All nominated for Worst Picture.
That's the one about the, I don't know, Helen Mirren, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, Helen Mirren's nominated for Worst Actress for that.
Oh, Helen.
And Amanda Seyfried is nominated for Worst Actress in the film The Clapper. Now, if they had gotten... Tim and Lance to appear in that film.
Yo, man.
Because of their strong clapping skills.
Box office gold.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
And the critics would have loved it too.
Okay, people are freaking out because they know how much Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spend on their nanny. And I don't think it's that big a deal. Apparently.
I don't either, because... I mean,
they say they spend between $50,000 and $100,000 a month on nannies, plural, for their three kids. So that's between $600,000 and $1.2 million a year. And you're like, wow, that's crazy. Then you look at how much they made. Kanye made $27.5 million last year, and Kim made $67 million.
Jeez.
Wow.
So they made almost $95 million. So even if they spent 1.2, I know this is a lot of math, just hold on. It works out to, if they spent $1.2 million on a nanny, that's 1.3% of their income.
Hmm. Yeah, it's nothing.
I crunched the numbers on when I was spending the most for childcare on both my kids.
How much a month?
It was 19% of my income.
Oh, man.
You should have sent him to doctor school. Put a doctor in front of it, makes everything classier.
I don't even want to do the math and find out how much
1.3%
of my income would be.
Yeah, lifestyle. Oh. I mean, that doesn't seem like a ton. Yeah.
No, and think about it. They have to have these nannies like travel with them. These nannies are also, because of all the events they go to, really on call probably 24/7.
With a side of makeup.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm sure those kids are a handful. They're Kanye West's kids.
Yes.
You think they talk back a little bit, if you had to guess?
They probably think it's cute. New England Patriots video online that...
Oh, yeah.
It's very interesting. Tim and I talked sports yesterday, and we're both cheering for the Patriots. That's how much we hate the Rams.
Yeah.
But Courtney and Kevin said they can't do it.
Can't do it. No.
Are you going to root for the Rams or just not watch?
My heart is with... You don't know because you weren't here.
No, I know.
But my heart is... My dad was a PSL owner. I was the same way with the Cardinals. we went to all the games, and I loved the Rams.
Yeah, I hate Stan Kroenke so much. I just want to stick it to him.
The players right. aren't.
I understand.
Stan
no,
Kroenke.
And there's a lot of very likable players on there. Some of them even give shout outs to the fans back in St. Louis, which is appreciated. And I think, you know, even the coach who wasn't here when we were here, but I think he's a likable guy.
One of the most exciting moments in my life was going to all those playoff games leading up to the Super Bowl. Right. The really low scoring Buccaneers game.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, all of those games that just brought an excitement to St. Louis that, but you know, we had never seen World Series.
You're right.
But it was different.
Not in football.
But
you're
this
right.
is Stan Kroenke winning. We cannot let that guy win after what he did. It's terrible.
So gross. So we felt the same way about Bidwell.
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh, so different.
He left in the middle of the night.
It was different.
It was not.
Lance, tell her it was different.
you know, the thing is, though, Stan Kroenke's already won.
I know he has, but
the actual trophy is a different level.
But like, just the fact that he badmouthed St. Louis fans on the way out the door. He's just a disgusting human being, and we've run out of time.
And they gave us a bad team on purpose.
Yeah, they did.
And the Patriots. I do not like the Patriots, but it doesn't affect if they win one more. It doesn't affect their legacy. They're already cemented as what they are forever. So who cares? I cannot let Kroenke win. I wish all those players the best, and I hope that, you know, it's like great to see Chris Long win a couple Super Bowls with other teams, but I cannot let Kroenke win a Super Bowl. I'm going to do my part. That's all I'm saying.
That's been Entertainment Sports Chatter Schmick. We have more at 8:40. You can see this Patriots video if you want online at y98.com.
It's cocky, but rightfully so.
Yeah. I don't even know
what it is.
Listen, TB12,
it's him just nodding to the camera with that annoying Gronk behind him.
And it's like they're doing it again. They've been in 9 of the last 18 Super Bowls.
My name Gronk.
Hey. That's my team you're talking about now, okay?
He is from Buffalo. I know, I shouldn't say that out loud.
He's my guy now, unfortunately.
Man. All right, Lance held the
Rams. Game.
I know. He's not.
Fire bad.
I'm not going to let you guys talk about the Patriots like that. I've been a fan for 48 hours now. And
hi, Lance.
How you doing? Eastbound 70, you're crowded through Highway A in Lake St. Louis. Good, glad to hear it. 70 westbound near Riverview, a medical emergency in a car. 44 eastbound past Antire, a wreck on the...
Y98 and the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We put together, someone else who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Put together a video really going over the last 20 years of Kevin the Intern's career.
Probably last 13 years. Only because I don't think we did much video in the early days.
I mean, someone should have been videoing Kevin when he set fireworks off in his car.
Right. We have the audio to all of these things, but not the video. But it's a great little tribute to Kevin celebrating 20 years when he started as an intern at Y98 in 1999. And you can see that video online at Y98.com. If you follow Y98 on Facebook, it's there as well. But it's a great...
Yes.
I forgot about some of the things that Kevin did.
Me too.
The crickets in the underpants.
Singing in my car thanks to Six Flags and making me look like a zombie.
That was really funny.
It'll make your day. It's one of those videos where you watch it, it just makes you happy. But we have another celebration that we all missed out on yesterday because Jennifer Myers had a birthday yesterday.
Yeah, I'm double quattros.
That's luckily, and not 45, because if you thought for a while you were already 40.
Oh yeah, last year I was like, man, this is a real bummer. One more year and I'm 45. My husband's like, what are you talking about? I like skipped a whole year. So it was a really exciting birthday last year.
You were 1 year less, 1 year younger than you thought.
Yes. But I decided to work yesterday because, you know, kids have like random days off.
You want those days.
So I need to use that day later on. But I come home and my 6-year-old has been waiting for me to come through the door. And she follows me around all day like my hype man. She's like, it's your birthday! Like dancing and singing. Every time she sees me, she's like screaming that it's my birthday. So I'm like, I get it. I get it. It's my birthday. You don't have to yell in my face anymore. But times have changed. You know, I think back to when I was celebrating my golden birthday. Chokes me up a little bit.
Oh,
when I turned 21 on January 21st.
I turned 21 on the 21st, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little...
It's golden, and I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah, right. You don't. You don't. But yeah, 44... let's see. I had a friend come over and give me kombucha. And
I almost bought you kombucha.
And her black bean vegan muffins. We went to a vegan restaurant. I ate a gluten-free cake. I mean, I'm really living my best life here, people.
And I brought you a gluten-free cake, too.
Yes.
And it looks delicious.
It really does. Ryan gave me a card, and it was like... coffee, brunch, Netflix, dinner, wine, in bed by 9. And then inside it was like, hope you had the perfect birthday. I was like, yeah, in bed by 8 would maybe be a little bit better. But yeah, I really, like my 21-year-old self would be so disappointed.
Well, that's it. I know. We have your 12K day code word coming in 10 minutes. A chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day on Y98.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
Y98 and the Courtney and Company Morning Show at 7:04.
I've never gotten revenge on an ex in my past by selling anything. I did see somebody put up a big sign in a community. It was by a racetrack. That's all I know.
Oh yeah,
that had a
was a cheater.
Picture of a woman, and it said her full
Hannah.
Name Hannah. Hannah's a cheater. She knew my husband was married when she got involved with him.
Yes. And it's a big, like,
huge.
It's a big banner. And I would say a third of the banner is just
her
face.
Not a good look for Hannah.
No, no.
No, and I'm dying to know where that was, because I saw it shared a lot over the weekend.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy's a cheater, too. He knew he was married, too.
Yeah. I think he's maybe the first person who knew he was married.
I just think it's funny, like, we get mad at the other person.
Maybe that's on the other side of town. She had him covered over there, and then
maybe yes, by his workplace, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, here's another revenge story. Because I, you know, when you find out you've been cheated on, you try to hurt him, but not physically.
Yeah,
that would be. I've watched too many Snapped episodes
on Oxygen.
Yeah. Okay, so this woman in England, she's 24 years old. She recently found out that her boyfriend had been cheating on her. They've been together 4 years, and she's pregnant.
Oh.
Here's how she got revenge. She sold his Xbox One for $4.
I was going to say, he can always buy a new one, but if you sell it for nothing, that stings a little bit.
The retail price is $250, plus she threw in a $60 headset and a few $100 worth of games. Said she's going to use the $4 to buy a new kitchen knife, since she used the one that she likes so much to slash his tires.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she's
pregnant. You know what?
Pregnant.
She's pregnant. She's allowed to do whatever she wants.
I mean, so my question is this. What was your revenge on an ex if you found out they'd done you wrong?
Nonviolent.
Like, you sold something they loved. Like, you still think about those tennis shoes you had.
Uh-huh.
That you had to give back.
Yeah.
Because you had to give back all the gifts that you two had given each other.
Yeah.
Which is a weird rule.
Well, I remember a boyfriend did that. He, like, sent me all the gifts I gave him. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. I'm just going to throw these in the garbage. Like, you didn't hurt me.
Yeah, but he thought he was.
By giving back all the things that I bought you.
You see, he's had to spend postage on it, too.
Yeah, right.
So you can text us or call us about the revenge. What did you get rid of or sell, or just the revenge that you got on a cheating ex? 314-531-9898. Or you can call us here in the studio, too. We like to get up in your business.
All right. Give us a call. And the code word for the 12K a day giveaway.
I need some cash.
You ready for it? How about tattoo? This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is tattoo. Text tattoo, T-A-T-T-O-O, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. For the rules, visit Y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entry will win $1,000. Your code word again is tattoo. Text it to 72881 and you could win. Lovely, the band on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And in case you missed it, your code word in the 12K a day giveaway this hour is tattoo. Text tattoo to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you can win $1,000.
Craigslist missed connections.
Ba-dow. Yeah. You had yesterday off. You're thinking, hey. Is it Tuesday? That's what I was thinking when that jingle started. Thank goodness for email.
Did you forget?
Yeah, I completely forgot.
Oh, no.
But thank goodness for email. So we're ready to talk about the girl who brushes her teeth after smoking. I hope you started your painting. I hope you began your photo essay. But mostly, I hope you're still not spending your nights trying to find clever means to get your hands on some Xanax.
What?
I don't understand any of that entire thing.
It's like four sentences that don't go together.
And the title.
Yeah.
But at the same time, kind of romantic.
I don't think he wants her.
Oh.
Missed connections.
At the airport. Airports.
Hmm? What?
Yeah. It's getting clear as mud, isn't it? We saw each other at the gate as you stood in front of me looking at our plane coming in. I thought your innocence around watching that big machine roll in was super cute. We were on the same flight back, too. You are gorgeous. And I was thrilled to run into you again at baggage claim and then rental car area.
Ooh, wow. Psycho!
Man, you missed a lot of opportunities, buddy. Like, if they're on your return flight, and you see, then you have to...
Yeah, the fourth time, like, you should be able to get a number.
Yeah, that's my policy. Fourth time.
I couldn't say hello because you were with a guy, which I'm hoping was just a coworker.
Why would it be a coworker?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Whatever. Oh, always traveling, you have a coworker.
Yeah. Right. But even if he isn't, he doesn't have to know.
Oh, sleazy.
Missed connections.
Missing my special friend. I miss having a special friend. Aww. I prefer a female friend, but I'm open-minded. Age, race, status, not important.
just breathing.
Wow.
Optional.
Just be open-minded like me and all your dreams can come true, but I like Courtney's exit line better. Just be breathing.
Missed connections.
Hotel Hottie.
Wow.
Hottie had like 17 syllables
in
it.
Yeah, it did. Well, come on. It always should. Hottie. I ran into you this morning again as I was leaving my room, and I must say, you are beautiful. You have a great smile, a great personality, a fantastic body, and you cleaned the hell out of my hotel. I want to take you with me to clean up the mess that is my life and to have occasional sex.
The only way you can take Y98 with you is with the radio.com app. Download it.
And I'll write your name.
Y98 with Taylor Swift and the Courtney and Company Morning Show at 7:36.
We're celebrating Jen Myers today. It's her birthday yesterday.
That's some good gluten-free cake.
Thank you, Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
Dreamin' of chocolate.
Yeah.
You know when they lose the G on dreamin'? That it's going to be good.
Inspired? Is that the name of the brand?
Yeah.
I don't know. But if you're gluten-free like Jen, apparently it's a delicious option.
Yes. They spell it wrong. So it's not real dreaming. It's soy dreaming. Soy dreams.
Oh, I don't think there's any soy in there.
No, I know. It was a joke because they misspell like vegan things, so they misspelled dreaming.
Oh, got it. Like chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
With a
yeah.
K?
No.
I was trying to, I was going to throw to whatever song we play next, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, and for my birthday, we went to a vegan restaurant last night, which, Ryan, now is the time to change the channel. I've taken my kids to two vegan restaurants
and it didn't
in
go
the
well.
Last 3 days. No, they don't know. I was like, don't say anything. So the first, we went to one last night, and Finn had tater tots with like cheese on them, except it wasn't cheese. It was made Chez. From like
dreaming cheese.
It was made from like butternut squash and something else. Ooh. And he's like, oh, this cheese is great. I'm like, look, you know, giving Ryan the side eye, like, okay. And then we went to Indianapolis this weekend, and I took them to a vegan restaurant there. And Ryan said it. He's like, it doesn't matter if you put hot sauce on anything, it tastes great, because they had cauliflower bites that were fried, and then they put like buffalo sauce all over it.
Yum.
Oh, it was so good. And like not real blue cheese dressing. It was good. But we did that before. We went to Indianapolis for the weekend because we went to the Children's Museum and we went to a Pacers game.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I've never been to an NBA game.
Neither had I.
Ever.
And neither had Ryan. Like, nobody in our family had ever been to an NBA game because St. Louis doesn't.
And I'm not a huge basketball fan, so even if I went out to a city that had NBA, I doubt I'd go to an NBA game.
But my son is a huge basketball fan, so I was like, this will be a fun thing to do. And we talked about it. Alex Rich, who comes on the show every once in a while, he works in sales in our building. His friend that he went to college with...
Is the star.
Is the star on the Indiana Pacers. I mean, he is the man. And my son was randomly talking about him. He didn't even know we were going to the game. He didn't even know.
Oh, you didn't tell him. This is a surprise.
Wow. Yes. That we were going to meet him after the game.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So he found out we had tickets to the game and he was really excited. And I went to this special box office because Alex like
put some passes or something for you.
Except I get there. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, there aren't any tickets here.
Did you say look under feathery?
Right. They said, no, there are no tickets under Jed Myers. Could it be under any other name? And I was like, it could be under Alex. I mean, you know, check under his name. No, no. Who left these tickets for you? And I was like, Victor Oladipo. I'm laughing because it would be like showing up to the box office at Busch Stadium and they're like, I'm sorry, who left your tickets? And you're like, oh, Yadier Molina left my tickets for me.
Which is embarrassing every time I have to do it. But, you know, if Yadi's giving me tickets, I'm going to go, you know?
So yeah, then I had to text Alex and I'm like, I'm sorry, there are no passes here. But it's not a big deal because the game is starting. I mean, it's not like they're going to like, oh, I'm sorry, Victor, you have to come out of the game. Yeah. You need to leave some passes for Jen's son. So I eventually got the passes, and we went at the end of the game to this training facility, which is...
Is it on the same property?
Yeah, you go through this tunnel, and it's basically where the guys work out before the game. And there are all these kids just, like, shooting baskets. And
Finn didn't know this was happening.
No, he didn't realize it. And then all of a sudden he comes out and he's so excited. But he's one of those kids, you know, Nora will yell and scream and get really visibly excited. But he just like, the more excited he is, the more he internalizes it. And just totally plays it cool. So he's almost expressionless.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like he doesn't care, but he's exploding on the inside.
Yeah, it's the kind of winner we never want
right
on the
there,
air.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Vic goes, hey, man, I'm Vic. And Finn goes, who?
Yeah. He gets his switchblade comb out and combs his hair.
But he's in a robe and slippers.
Oh, my gosh. He was freaking out. I mean, he was freaking out.
Did he get his autograph? Get a picture?
He did.
Oh, that's
he
cool.
He did.
Yeah.
Alex told me to take lots of feathery pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
right.
I'm not getting in a picture. So it was fun. It was fun until we had a flat tire the next day and spent 5 hours in Indianapolis waiting to get it changed.
No.
Yeah.
Why so long?
Yeah. Was it the weather bad?
It was a Sunday. Yeah. It was Sunday. The weather was bad there again. It took a long time for the truck to get out there, change the flat. Then we had to drive to a place, like the only place that was open on Sundays, and it's just first come, first serve.
Were you able to drive on Kenneth Babyface Edmonds Highway?
Yes, we do every time.
It's pretty exciting.
It really is. I crank up the baby face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have like smooth R&B commute. It's fantastic.
Let's get whip appeal going again.
It's the heart of the rush hour, and hopefully no flat tires on the side of the road in St. Louis.
He has his own lane on that highway. Did you know that?
Oh, Babyface?
Yeah. What and lane? Nobody drives it but him.
That was a deep cut there.
No, people know that one.
I know.
Actually, that wasn't that the Tony Rich project?
Oh, for real?
I think so.
The Tony Rich project?
I think it might have been produced by Babyface, and that guy sounded like Babyface.
He produced a lot.
Check it out. I don't think that was Babyface singing.
Well, when Babyface drives it, he can change lanes.
Lance, please.
That was better. Is that Tony Rich project?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Lance tries to help you out as much as he can.
I don't know what's happening.
He can only do so much. I understand.
He is on your side a lot.
I'm taking off for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Hey, he had to work yesterday. Give him some slack. All right, we've got some problems along the 21 and the 141 corridors.
Company morning show on a Tuesday morning. It's a cold day, but no snow. That comes later. It looks like Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yay.
A chance for snow again.
You know, I looked at the Farmer's Almanac forecast.
Yeah, did it predict this?
No, nothing like what actually happened this month. I'm just telling you, in case you follow that for your weather forecast for the year. All right, earlier this morning on the show, we talked about this revenge story. This woman sold her boyfriend, who was cheating on her, his Xbox. It's his most prized possession for $4, along with a headset and hundreds of dollars in games. And we talked about ways that you got revenge on an ex. And I took a call earlier. I think it was Annie. I can't remember her name. But she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her. And she had to go over to his house to pick up a couple more things while he wasn't there. And she saw tickets for the Bahamas sitting on his dresser that he was getting ready to take his new lady on this Bahamas trip.
Gross. What'd she do?
She threw one of the tickets away. And she found out, and this is before online anything.
Okay.
She found out when they didn't even notice it until they got to the airport because everything was in a package.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to buy another ticket.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They couldn't print another one?
They didn't have any. I guess they. I don't know when this
was.
This
was just paper, yeah.
Yeah.
You either had or
no,
you didn't.
No, there was nothing online where you were printing anything. This was your ticket.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was Annie's revenge.
Got a couple texts, and feel free to text us at 531-9898. Message and data rates may apply. This is not a lot of revenge, but it was worth about $600. This person cashed in all of her ex's loose change, and as I said, got about $600 worth.
$600?
What? Who is this guy?
A lot of loose change.
Yeah, who doesn't do that, like, at least, like, when it gets to be a lot?
Well, even $600, that's a lot of change.
Yeah.
My wife was telling me she was at the bank the other day, and a guy came in with a cooler of change, and it was $1,900.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is wrong with my change accumulation?
Man, $1,900 in change.
In change.
How heavy was that thing?
I hope it was
a cooler.
Well,
you had to bring it in a rolling cooler, yeah.
This is a high school breakup, so she got upset, put Crisco grease all over the windshield and on his car.
Not just Crisco, but Crisco grease.
Crisco grease.
All over his windshield?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then somebody, speaking of cars, made a cake on their ex's car. They got all the ingredients from home
and
actually made a cake and then put sprinkles on top. So, yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm guessing it could ruin the paint.
Very intricate.
That's yeah. weird.
It is a weird one. Yeah. Where's the fish in the tailpipe or the banana in the tailpipe?
Right.
And then this one, her ex cheated on her the week before taxes were due. So she decided to file separately and then sent a blank sheet of paper to the IRS for his business. Then she left him, and then he got hit with huge penalties. Because he didn't file his taxes.
The old blank paper penalty.
All right.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around
yeah. Right.
Hey, Jill, what's your revenge story?
Well, it's been several years ago, probably close to 20, and I found out that my ex was cheating on me. And I approached him and said, let's just get a divorce. And he informed me that I would have to pay for the entire thing if that was going to happen. And what do you know, the following week, I look in the mail, and here comes one of those charge card with his name on it that says dial this number to activate. So I called and activated the card and called my attorney and gave her the digits, paid for the divorce. We were done, and a month later he called and wanted to know what that mysterious charge was on this charge card.
How much was it?
It was a couple, $2,000 or $3,000.
Oh my
wow. That's awesome. Good for you.
Well, yeah. Oh,
that was it.
Did you say, I don't know, or did you say, no, you paid for the divorce?
I said, did you read who made that charge or where this came from? And he looked at it, and I can't say what he said, but he wasn't any too happy, but I never had to pay one red cent.
Nice!
Good for you. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Live from downtown, this is...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and just a few minutes away from $1,000 with your next code word in the 12K a day giveaway.
Tim had a really busy weekend. 7 shows at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
Set including the kids show?
Yes.
Okay, and then winter warm-up. You hung out with a bunch of did you Cardinal fanboy out?
Yeah, it was pretty great. And I got to give thanks to KMOX and Ben Boyd in particular, because we were in the same little booth with them, and they did a great job of, I got to meet a ton of players, including Paul Goldschmidt, which was awesome. And then I posted pictures of me and the players I did on the Courtney and Company Instagram, and then I tweeted, and the St. Louis Cardinals retweeted me.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's a big day.
I mean, it's a big month for me. I mean, that's a huge deal.
Did you talk to anybody about having us go down to spring training?
with the Cardinals? The Cardinals would love to have us.
You think?
Yeah, we got to talk to some people around here. But I'm all about it. I think I'm going to go either way. But yeah, it was so cool to meet all those players and Colton Wong, and then watching them interact
with
the fans.
Who was really cool?
Colton Wong was really cool. Goldschmidt was very, very nice, but he's kind of a deer in headlights. Like, he's new to the team. He doesn't really even know his teammates yet or any of the Cardinals people. So he was a little bit like, whoa, you could tell he was a little overwhelmed. And it was funny because Dan McLaughlin and Brad Thompson were on stage doing a presentation, and Paul Goldschmidt's talking to Chris Raby from KMOX, and he goes, who are those guys? And it was just so so strange that somebody wouldn't know who Dan McLaughlin is.
But
you know?
Yeah, he's not from here.
Yeah, how many years has Dan McLaughlin been doing Fox Sports Midwest, like doing all the games?
Years. For so long. So that was great. And then the shows at Funny Bone were great. And thank you so much to all. So many listeners came out and were so nice. And that was really cool. It's always cool. But I had a couple of fun quotes. Several people asked me after the show, you know, I talk about being on the radio and how I used to be in a band and stuff, and somebody came up and they go, and not to mention when Sean brings me on stage, he's like, oh, he's a co-host on Courtney and Company in the morning on Y98. Somebody comes up to me afterwards and they go, hey, you're not really on the radio, are you? I'm like, yeah, why would I say that?
Yeah.
Why would I say that?
Well you do say radio's Tim Convy, and that's kind of ambiguous.
So I go, yeah, man, I've been on Y98 since like March, and he goes, okay. You don't play keyboards, though, do you?
Like, you thought all your stuff was,
no!
Was a lie?
Yes.
You just took on another persona?
Right.
Just so you had comedy?
Right, exactly. Very, very weird. A couple of people asked me that. And then my favorite was, I met this woman who's very, very nice. And she goes, when are you on? And I was like, oh, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10.
5:50 to 10.
5:52.
And, She's like, oh, she goes, I haven't heard you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you should tune in. She goes, no, I listen every day. I've listened every day for years. I just don't think I've heard you yet. And I go, no, I don't think you understand.
That's impossible, yeah. Right? Yeah, right.
You definitely don't listen every day.
No.
And you just haven't happened to hear me.
Did anybody dish you at all? Because you said that sometimes people come up and stick it to you every once in a while.
No, nothing particularly memorable. No, people were very nice and very complimentary of the show. And it's always like, what's Courtney really like?
You tell them I'm a total diva.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't make eye contact with her throughout the course of the day. It's a challenge. But
did somebody ask you, because whenever people see me, they ask me the Courtney and Nick question, like, seriously, when is she getting
what's
married?
What's the deal with them?
I've gotten that before. I did not get it this week.
Let's unite St. Louis on this question going away.
Yeah.
She's not getting married, and it's okay, and you're going to be okay with it.
Yes. Sorry.
I need some cash. And when I say you're going to be okay with it, I mean that person, not Courtney. Yes. She's already fine with it. You're just
pretty
need to,
happy.
I know. All right. This hour's code word.
Not totally happy. But just
This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is basic. Text basic to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Rules at Y98.com. But really, there's nothing basic about texting this word to 72881 because one randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000 just like Angie Finnerty of Troy, Missouri and Chris Templin of Illinois. Good luck. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store. This is home. Windy today, maybe some rain on and off and a high of 43. Y98 and your code word this hour in the 12K a day giveaway is basic. Text basic to 72881 by 8:59.
Foodstuffs!
It's Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Delmar Loop, one down in Southampton, coming soon to St. Charles.
Are you really on the radio? Sorry, that's what
I've
somebody
never
asked.
Heard you, and I listen every day.
Man, come on!
Somebody said at Tim's show over the weekend.
We're also on Instagram Live, where you can see me actually be on the radio and Jen, Courtney, Kevin, and sometimes Lance at Courtney and Co. Y98 on Instagram. You can also see pictures of me from the winter warm up with Colton Wong, John Mozeliak, and a bunch of other players.
Food stuffs.
Let's do some new products first. Heart shaped Reese's Puffs cereal. Are hitting the shelves just in time for Valentine's Day. Reese's Puff cereal.
Anybody the best. It's
fantastic.
It's the best of the peanut butter cereals.
Yep.
Now when you get Cap'n Crunch peanut butter, it's embarrassing.
It doesn't hold up.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. You say Reese's Puff cereal, and I'm like, oh, that's something my kids won't be eating.
It's so good. Well, who said anything about your kids?
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about a grown adult.
I know.
Foodstuffs.
It's delicious, and now it's heart-shaped.
It doesn't need to be, but it's cute.
Different Super Bowl foods always coming out. Something big to feed all your friends. How about this? Sam's Club has a 4-pound pizza.
4-pound pizza.
And 1 pound of that is just the meatballs.
Meatball pizza. Okay.
Nick goes to the meatball pizza at Dewey's. It's not called that, though. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, it's like the Bronx Bomber
or
something.
Mm-hmm.
Finn gets it all the time.
And when he makes meatballs, he will make...
Meatballs.
By the way, so I almost took a picture of this the other day because you guys made it started with Greg and Tim jumped in how he drinks breadcrumbs and I'm on my way.
My name is Nikki and I drink the breadcrumbs. You drink the breadcrumbs.
So on Saturday
I get
up and I see sitting there opened is a can of Progresso Italian breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah.
And then I walk into the kitchen and he not only did the breadcrumbs, but threw some Parmesan cheese.
Well, yeah, you have to, otherwise.
Hey! And then wash it down with the marinara.
But meatballs are heavy.
Yeah, they are.
Heavy. Right.
They are.
We're looking at 4 pounds. It's supposed to feed
4 pounds.
It's supposed to feed 12 people, so keep that in mind for your Super Bowl party.
I think that's a lot for Ryan to be watching the Super Bowl by himself.
Yes.
Food stuffs.
Not in my house. You're not watching the Super Bowl.
And not crazy about this, but Bud Light, you may be familiar with that drink, made by Anheuser-Busch, promises free beer to Los Angeles if the Rams win the Super Bowl.
I saw this headline and I don't understand it. Like, Anheuser-Busch, you know, started in St. Louis. Of course, now they're owned by InBev. So it's like a Belgian concern. But they're still, you know, they still have some headquarters here in St. Louis. Why are they supporting the Rams? I feel like they should be supporting the Patriots like all good St. Louisans are.
That's right.
Well, they did it with the Eagles last year, and then they made good on it and got Bud Light for everybody. So if you were on the parade route for the Eagles victory parade, they would
why the Rams and Patriots?
I guess the underdog? I don't know. But
yeah,
this
but the point spread's pretty even. When it comes to point spreads,
but the Patriots,
I don't know anything about it.
The Patriots have so many, so I guess that's why. But not cool. It's another slap in the face.
That's hurtful
for St. Louis. We got Chris Bryant attacking us. We got AB coming after us from right in our backyard. And I don't know. Not a great week.
No,
for us.
Not fair.
Yeah. No.
Oh well.
Food stuffs.
My Tom Brady's going to show him though, guys. I'll tell you that. My new favorite player.
It hurts a little bit, but you know what's going to ease the pain? Some Michelob Ultra.
That's right.
I will have to have some. I'll still support AB.
What will be consumed more at your house on Super Bowl Sunday? Michelob Ultra?
Or breadcrumbs?
Or breadcrumbs.
My name is Nikki. I eat in the breadcrumbs.
Maybe some country crock.
Country crock all over those breadcrumbs. All right. That's food stuff. Follow us on Instagram, guys, at Courtney & Co. Y98. We're getting dangerously close to 5,000, and we think you guys can do it for us. So get on there right now.
Food stuffs.
Entertainment Schmig up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the Razzies and who's up for worst picture of the year. And a big concert announcement that just came out.
I hear the drums.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Dave Matthews Band at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. North American Summer Tour stops in St. Louis, May 15th.
I'm in. I'll be there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't been in a few years to see Dave Matthews.
He hasn't been here in a little bit.
He used to come every single year. Every single year. He used to do two dates.
Seemed like it was his first stop usually, too.
Yes. Well, and May 15th is pretty early, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't the first, it's one of the first shows that he's doing this summer. It's a Wednesday night, and tickets go on sale Friday, February 22nd. A month from today.
It's weird to have it announced. It must have been the whole tour was announced, and... But usually they don't announce it until the week, then the next week they go on sale.
I know. Yeah. Get excited. Razzie's Worst Picture nominations came out yesterday, which means Oscar nominations today. And Gotti, The Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson, Robin Hood, and Winchester were all nominated for Worst Picture. In terms of actors and actresses, Johnny Depp, Will Ferrell, John Travolta, Bruce Willis, Jennifer Garner, Amber Heard, Melissa McCarthy, Helen Mirren, Amanda Seyfried, and I didn't mention it, but they nominated the president for two things. It's like, okay, we get it. We get it. I don't know.
It's unnecessary.
Yes.
They nominated him for Razzies?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, Oscar nominations are out. And
oh wow,
the most nominations... Roma mm-hmm. and The Favorite.
Mm.
I've seen both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
The Favorite's good. It's your typical
Brit movie.
Oscar bait.
You
yeah, totally.
Did not like Roma.
It's not that I didn't like it, but it is not an uplifting movie. It's in black and white. There are subtitles, and it's on Netflix. So easy for everybody. Right. But Alfonso Cuarón, it's like beautifully shot.
Yeah.
But not the most uplifting of plots. They both have 10 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actress in a Leading Role. Other films up for Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Green Book, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
Man, all right. Mm-hmm. I got a few to see before. I want to watch all the Best Picture nominations before the Oscars. That's my goal.
So I have.
You've heard it here first.
Wow. I've seen four of them already. Okay. I'm in good shape. I feel like I can get through the rest of them.
I won't be. I'm going to Hildebrand it. I have for the past several years.
We should do a competition and try to guess winners.
Oh, we've done that before.
No, it was my idea. I had it.
Every single year.
You should look up the Black Swan video where Kevin and Guy had to dress up as Natalie Portman from the film and dance across Market Street.
Yeah, Harry Met Sally.
They also did the
final. I'm
going to
take a Hildebrand on that one.
They did the final scene of When Harry Met Sally where Guy dressed up as
Sally.
He was Sally.
And then
they had to kiss.
And you can see on my video celebrating 20 years as an intern, me and my Justin Bieber, as we had to reenact the Sorry video.
Oh, man, it's bad.
So great. Yeah. I'm surprised we were allowed to show that footage. Didn't we get a cease and desist from
Bieber's
camp?
There's no music.
Oh, okay, so it's all right. First season finale tonight of The Conners on NBC. You also have Celebrity Big Brother and Ellen's Game of Games tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock. Out with another list. The 10 moments that nearly destroyed rock and roll. And like Elvis getting drafted was one. Les Paul almost dying in a car accident in 1948. But something you might not have known about. Did you know that Slash from Guns N' Roses auditioned for Poison, but lost out to CC DeVille, which freed him up to join Guns N' Roses in 1985.
I did know that. I read Slash's book, yeah.
I like boogers. That's my CC DeVille, by the way.
Dave Grohl joining Nirvana. Now, joining that didn't destroy rock, but he almost didn't join the band. He hesitated, but his mom talked him into joining Nirvana.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Grohl.
Nice I know. Yeah. The rumor that we had yesterday that Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron are an item, People Magazine says it's not true. It was a less reliable tabloid that came out with it, and I think everybody wants a juicy headline. It might still be true. We don't know.
It was fun while it lasted.
The Fiji water girl from the Golden Globes, who photobombed all the stars on the red carpet, she has an appearance on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Nice!
Way to go.
Right.
The Bold and Beautiful are like, this is the most publicity we've had in years. I'm sorry if you're a Bold and Beautiful fan.
I'm surprised a radio station didn't snatch her up to do the morning show.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what we do in radio.
Yep.
Oh, wait, you don't have any experience? Anyone can do radio.
Yes, right.
Easy, Courtney. I get it. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about myself.
I'm doing my best.
Fox News declared Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg dead yesterday. She is not. But the story from yesterday is that her likeness will appear in the new Lego movie.
Yeah.
She won't be voicing anything.
Oh, that's adorable.
But they were trying to think of, like, what's the lead, like, who's the one person that would be really funny if they showed up as a Lego character? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And they asked her, and she said she was cool with it. And I think they might be coming. Well, then, of course, because she's in the movie, they're going to come out with a little RBG figurine.
Wow.
I know.
I wonder if Kate McKinnon's going to voice her.
Yeah, right. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including a Tom Brady video that might make you angry. Go Patriots. I think I might end every segment I do from now until the Super Bowl with Go Patriots. Here's Lance Hildebrand.
Good luck with that.
Don't forget in 10 minutes,
right.
Lance.
Yeah, right.
Northbound.
Y98, still a few minutes to get in that code word for the 12K a day giveaway. It's BASIC. Text BASIC to 72881. It is time now for celebrity birthdays.
And we're going to push back the bet until next week because I want the dare, the bet to be perfect.
You just haven't thought of anything yet.
No.
I love how he's like, I just wanted to be perfect.
And I got some emails from listeners that I appreciate with different ideas. And if you have them, you can email me, Tim at Y98.com.
Do Tim's work for him.
For the best. No, I just... Okay.
I have a bunch of bets ready to go.
I have one, too.
Oh, well, you guys are great. Just great.
Thank you.
All of mine involve driving long distances. And
yeah, Kevin wants
it.
Some of you. Kevin's like, my next one's going to be, you have to drive my commute. What, do we have to spend the night at your house?
I do that.
Wearing a bonnet. And you have to do whatever Sarah says for 3 weeks.
I need 8-foot sandwiches before I do your commute. I feel like there's, I don't know. I feel like it has to be doable in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Okay. I'll think of something lose.
If you drive faster than Kevin, it's shorter.
How old is Guy Fieri? He makes the meatballs that Mickey does not like.
51?
He is.
Wow.
Nice. Man, don't you wish this was a betting week?
I do.
How about...
Fieri, he calls himself.
Guy Fieri.
That's what Nick calls him, you mean?
No, he gets angry that he calls himself that.
Yeah, there's an... It's Fieri. We just talked about her movie earlier today, Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Also, Roller Boogie. Mm. One of her finer films.
60.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you.
I would have said 63 on that, so I would have gotten 3 points.
How old is Will Smith's maybe better half?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I was going to say.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Well, we know Will just turned 50, so I bet Jeff did too. 50.
He didn't.
He's older.
50.
Yeah, I think so,
52.
Too.
52.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Well, tough.
51.
I'm going to say he's even older, 54.
He's 54.
Wow. No! Look at that. Hey, we have gotten all the guesses right so far, haven't we?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody's gotten the exact number.
Some of us on the show subscribe to the philosophy WWSPD. What would Steve Perry do?
No!
The original singer of Journey.
Not technically true.
Who has maybe stopped believing throughout periods of his life.
No, he believes.
How old is Steve Perry?
65.
69.
60. He is in 69.
66.
Tim, give me another guess.
I think this is a landmark. I think he's 70.
Lance, you nailed the
Give us another one. We're on fire.
Let's see if we can get one wrong.
Let's let Kevin go first because he's the only one.
See if
he
can stump the room.
How old is Diane Lane?
Oh, that's tough. That been around so long.
She not that tough. She was
married to Josh Brolin, but now she's not.
54?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Keep it going. Give us another one.
Cannot stump the room.
Okay, hold on. Let me find you a good one.
We're on fire. No, give us a bad one.
May not be any good ones left. We've kind of gotten some A-list names here. Let's do
Olivia Dabo, who was Fred Savage's older sister Karen on The Wonder Years. How old is she?
I believe it's pronounced Dabo.
I think you're right.
She's just happy I'm mentioning her at all.
She was also on Law & Order Criminal Intent. She played a recurring character that was really haunted Bobby.
49.
I'm going to say 46.
52.
51.
You guys blew it. She's 50.
Oh, no. Dang, nabbit.
I guess happy birthday for yourself.
This is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, driven by the Bomarito Automotive Group.